Romans chapter 2. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 5. The person whose sins have been cut off from the heart is a true Jew. Romans chapter 2, verses 25 through 29. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you who, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Beloved saints, the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 2 has been tearing down one by one the things that religious people relied on. The standard of judging others, the stubbornness that despises God's goodness, the pride of knowing the law, and the position of teaching have all collapsed in turn. And now finally, he deals with the one thing that Jews relied on most firmly. It is exactly circumcision. The place where the outward sign considered most certain loses its effect. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you who, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? Romans chapter 2, verses 25 through 27. What is circumcision? Circumcision is what God gave as a sign of the covenant made with Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. To the Jews, circumcision was like the most certain sign showing that they were God's covenant people. The Jews firmly believed that as long as they had that sign carved in their flesh, they were a saved people. However, Paul clearly reveals in this text the fact that the outward sign does not automatically guarantee salvation. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. What does this word teach us? It is that an outward sign is meaningful only when it is together with the actual faith it points to. The sign of circumcision carved in the flesh of a person who breaks the law is no longer a true sign of the covenant people. It merely becomes a sign that rather reveals hypocrisy. It is because although the outward-looking sign remains, the actual faith and obedience that the sign should point to are absent. Paul delivers an even stronger word here. It is that even a Gentile who has not received circumcision, if he keeps the spirit of the law, will rather stand in the position of judging the circumcised Jew. This is a word that completely overturns human thoughts. It means that the person with the outward sign is rather rebuked, and the person who did not have the outward sign rather stands in the position of judging. This makes clear the fact that the standard by which God evaluates a person is not the outward sign, but the actual state of the heart. To God, who does not show partiality based on outward appearance, what is decisive is not the sign carved in the flesh, but the righteousness of God accepted in the heart. Did the outward sign bring the faith that believes in the righteousness of God? This text is a word that makes us clearly look back at all the religious signs commonly used inside the church today. What are we considering as the basis of salvation? Is it that you obtained salvation from having been baptized in the name of Jesus? Is it that your name is listed on the church register? Is it that you were able to receive an office? Is it that you made a lot of offerings? You must know clearly. All these things cannot bring salvation. Why is that so? Legalistic faith is not the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that allows one to obtain salvation from sin. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is the salvation by which Jesus had the sins of the world transferred to him at once through the baptism he received from John the Baptist, was crucified to shed blood, and resurrected from the dead to save all sinners from sin. We must be saved by the faith that believes in the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, by which Jesus saved us from the sins of the world. It is because we cannot be saved from our sins by our own deeds. Even if a person's outward-looking religious activities are not splendid, what happens if he accepts the gospel of the water and the Spirit with his heart? God sees his faith and acknowledges his becoming God's people. This is because God sees not the splendor of outward signs, but the true saved faith in the heart. Therefore, the core word that the Apostle Paul tells us in this text is clear. It is to believe and rely on the fact that Christ himself became our Savior, rather than the outward appearance of faith. The gospel of the water and the Spirit that lets the sins of the heart be washed away. Now the Apostle Paul reaches the conclusion of the entirety of Romans chapter 2. The conclusion that all the arguments from verse 1 to 27 have reached is exactly these two verses. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Romans chapter 2, verses 28 through 29. Paul begins with a resolute negation. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. This is a declaration that nullifies all at once all religious identities that were judged by lineage and the sign carved in the flesh. And he immediately establishes a new definition in that place. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. Who are the real people of God? It is the person whose sins deep in the heart have been washed away. That is, the person who has received circumcision in the heart. If so, what is the circumcision of the heart? This is the most important question of this text. The word circumcision itself refers to the act of cutting off a part of the flesh. If so, what does the circumcision of the heart refer to? It refers to the event where the sins of the heart are removed and washed away. However, there is something we must clearly know here. It is the fact that one cannot remove the sins of the heart by one's own resolution or effort. No matter how firmly one resolves, no matter how hard one tries, a person has no ability to remove sins from his own heart. Then where is the way for the sins of the heart to be washed away? The way is only one. It is to accept with the heart the gospel of the water and the Spirit, by which Jesus had the sins of all humanity transferred onto his body at once, by receiving baptism from John the Baptist at the Jordan River, completely paid the price of sin by bleeding to death on the cross while bearing those sins, and saved us from the sins of the world by resurrecting 3 days after his death. The moment I believed this gospel, the sins of my heart were transferred to the Lord's body through the baptism Jesus received from John, and my heart was washed as white as snow. This is exactly the actual meaning of the word, that one receives circumcision in the heart. It is not that I cut off the sins, but that I could receive the removal of sins by the faith that believes the Lord had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John and went to the cross. The way to escape the repeating cycle of confession and rise up with a clean heart. These last two verses are like a jewel that compresses the truth of salvation of the entire New Testament. There is one thing to deeply consider here. Why does the faith that emphasizes only the blood of the cross fail to reach peace of mind? It is because that faith cannot give the assurance that sins have already been washed away. Therefore, one cannot escape from the endless cycle of committing sin today and confessing sin tomorrow, and committing sin again and confessing again. It is because even while believing that Jesus shed blood on the cross, they do not know on what basis Jesus' blood had to be shed. However, the gospel of the water and the Spirit is different. This gospel lets us know that the Lord had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John the Baptist and became our Savior by dealing with those sins on the cross. Therefore, the salvation of a person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit is not shaken even at the moment his own shortcomings are revealed. And that circumcision of the heart is not accomplished by the effort of memorizing the provisions of the law, but is accomplished only as an event where the sins of the heart are washed away amidst the work of the Holy Spirit. Where does that event take place? It takes place when we accept with our hearts the gospel of the water and the Spirit, that Jesus bore the sins of all humanity at once by receiving baptism from John the Baptist at the Jordan River, completely paid the price of those sins on the cross, and eternally guaranteed the fact that we have been justified by resurrecting in 3 days. Only the person who accepts this word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit with his heart passes through the judgment of sin on that day without fear. Romans chapter 2 is a stepping stone that takes us to the proclamation of chapter 3 that immediately follows, that is, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. Romans chapter 3, verse 22. By revealing in detail how powerless all human religious efforts are, it ultimately leaves only the gospel remaining. Therefore, beloved saints, let us all step down from the position of boasting about the sign of circumcision carved in the flesh or the splendid outward appearance of faith, and let us live as those born again by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit that has washed away the sins of our hearts. I hope you become blessed saints who are acknowledged by God, who sees the faith that believes the word rather than the praise of men, and who stand before Christ without fear on that day. I bless you in the name of the Lord.